In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is and never shall be.
Last Sunday, we celebrated one of the 12 great feasts of our church in our Lord's Transfiguration on Mount Tabor. And in the liturgy there, we read for the account from the Gospel of Matthew. And just 5 verses later, we read today's Gospel of Jesus coming across a father who's in distress due to his son suffering from seizures. He often throws himself into the fire and the water, and he puts himself at great danger. And the man somewhat accuses Christ, saying, "Your disciples tried, and they couldn't do anything to help him." After Jesus heals the boy, the disciples ask him, "Why couldn't we do this?" And he tells them rather bluntly, "Because of your little faith." Note again that this passage comes in the same chapter as last week's Feast of the Transfiguration, just 5 verses later. So at least 3 of these very disciples were there to witness Jesus transfigured in divine glory, and yet now they stand accused because of their lack of faith. And while only Peter, James, and John had the opportunity to behold the transfiguration, all of the disciples were granted power from Jesus to heal and power to raise people up, yet they found themselves kind of stuck here. Well, they learned a rather simple truth, one that many of us are rather familiar with. You know those tremendous moments of faith maybe you've come across, those times where we are invigorated and feel transformed by the power of God. They don't last. And Christ brings us back to the basic teachings and basic practice of what a disciple must do. When we read this passage in other gospel accounts, you must pray and fast. Faith needs prayer and fasting in order to grow. And what's interesting is that we often think the opposite. We might think that our faith isn't strong enough to fast, or our faith isn't strong enough to devote ourselves to prayer. Faith is not just something we believe or something we think. It's not merely something in our mind or in our hearts. Faith is not really something we just have, but something we do. It is work. And if we are so complacent in our merely being Christian as to not even take on the struggles of prayer and of fasting, how can we possibly hope to approach the mountains of struggles and difficulties in our life with such a little faith? Perhaps we can go so far to say that this is the real crisis that our church faces today. Not a growing secular culture around us, not the rise of atheism, not even the dangers of rising Islamic radicalism, but rather our growing complacency, our growing mediocrity in our Christianity. Now, the good news about being an Orthodox Christian is that you're always given something to do. No matter how strong you think you are, there's always something to work on. There's always something lacking that you need God to fulfill. The disciples today, in their inability to cast out the demon from the boy, had been trusting in their own power, in their own pride. But the truth is, they still had steps to take and they still had things to do. They needed to work on their faith. Because with true faith in God, truly trusting in His will, this is what will change our lives. With faith, even that of the size of a grain of mustard seed, we can find all the difficulties to be solved. Even the hardest of tasks can be accomplished. It is faith in God that is the instrument which enables us to remove the mountains of difficulty which block our path. With faith, we can say to the mountain of fear, "Move away." To the mountain of doubt, of anxiety, of worries in this world, "Move away from here. Go away from me." Notice how the passage ends, with our Lord again reminding His disciples that He is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill Him, and He will be raised on the third day. I feel like He may have told them this at this point to almost say, "You think you have a lack of faith now. What kind of faith will you have when I am tortured and killed? Will your faith endure to the resurrection?" So we have to ask ourselves, what mountains are in our way, and how can you overcome them? Fast, pray, have faith. Faith first, even if it's as small as a mustard seed, will help you overcome those mountains. In 2 days, we will celebrate the last of the 12 great feasts of our church in our ecclesiastical year with a dormition, the falling asleep of our Most Holy Lady, the Theotokos, and Ever Virgin Mary. In these past 2 weeks, we've had the opportunity to pray the beautiful Paraklesis service, or the supplication service, where we ask for her guidance, her intercessions, and her prayers, for her to be with us, to save us, and to strengthen us. The Panagia is the perfect example of faith, putting her faith and her trust in the Lord's will first, though it may have cost her marriage, her reputation, almost cost her life. Her faith is what led her to overcome any mountain she may have come across. May she continue to guide us and strengthen our faith through her example of prayer, fasting, and devotion. To God be the glory now and forever, to the ages of ages. Amen.